we feel that incident that occurred in Bundoran is unacceptable, and it's not okay to go and protest outside somebody's house, regardless what party they represent or what colour or what creed. It's not acceptable. And the people that carried out these actions and felt it was okay to do so, they say they speak for the people of Donegal and they speak for the people, but I can assure you, and you've seen in that council chamber today, they do not certainly speak for everybody in Donegal. They might speak for a small number of people, but what happened on Saturday evening is unacceptable, and they can't, these people need to be called out. That's not acceptable, and we won't stand for that. These so-called organisers tell you that they're there to protect women and children. You didn't see much of that when they confronted Mary McMahon. There was children in that house, there was grandchildren in that house, and they were there to protect people. It's disgusting and it's despicable behaviour, and it won't be stood for. And you could see clearly in that chamber today, people are angry that happened, and we don't want to see that occurring again.
I know that you say that you won't stand for it and that you and other local representatives won't be intimidated and so on, but is it a worrying time for you and other councillors?
Of course, but I think there was something that went missing in all of this. When we have the conversation about IPAS centres and all, that to target a councillor, we as council members have no remit of, and we don't be informed of when. It's last minute, usually it goes to the Chuck the Dollies first, and then it may come on to the council then, but we don't be informed of that. There's people, a lot of concerned people out there, and but the guys that are leading these protests has a different agenda. It's not, and it's, they're trying to build a political platform, and that's their agenda. It's not to protect the people of Bundoran or Donegal, certainly not. And to say that they're speaking for us is not true. They're not speaking for the people of Donegal.